TexBet receive fine for violating NSW gambling regulations. TexBet, the online bookmaker operated by O'Shea Bookmaking, has been fined $33,000 Australian dollars by Liquor and Gaming New South Wales for breaking gambling laws. The penalty was issued after TexBet targeted a customer who had asked to close their account and stop receiving marketing communications. The customer requested to have their betting account closed and opted out of receiving any gambling advertisements from TexBet in May 2022. Despite this, the bookmaker sent 4 promotional text messages to the individual and processed 75 bets after the closure request. As a result, the customer filed a formal complaint with the regulatory body. The Downing Centre local court ruled on the case last week, making this the first instance where an online bookmaker in NSW has been fined for failing to cease direct marketing and refusing to close an account as requested. Laws designed to protect players. Liquor and Gaming NSW introduced new gambling regulations in 2019 to protect individuals from betting-related harm, particularly those seeking to exclude themselves from gambling activities. TexBet's actions were deemed a serious violation of these rules, with the court acknowledging the risk posed to the affected player. Quote, "By engaging in this behavior, TexBet has broken a law that was put in place to protect vulnerable people who are trying to exclude themselves from gambling. We know that direct marketing of gambling inducements can cause an increase in betting, betting expenditure, and gambling-related harm. These laws were specifically developed to reduce the risk of gambling harm. They require online betting businesses to make it simple for people experiencing harm to self-exclude and opt not to receive ads about gambling products." Jane Lynn, Liquor and Gaming NSW Executive Director of Regulatory Operations. NSW's ongoing enforcement campaign. The fine comes as part of a broader enforcement effort by Liquor and Gaming NSW. In July and August, the regulator conducted compliance checks across the state, visiting 528 venues offering gaming machines to ensure they were following new regulations introduced on September. These new rules require venues to establish a responsible gaming officer and maintain a register of gambling incidents. Additionally, gambling-related signage must be removed from areas near ATMs to further mitigate gambling risks. According to the regulator, approximately 93% of venues are complying with the updated requirements.